This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions for an overview of the grain markets this week. He says so far things are looking pretty good.
Well, we're seeing some dynamic shifts in the markets, the money going from the equity markets toward the commodity markets. Now, there is some risk with the fear index on Wall Street being up significantly that we could see money start pulling out of the commodities as well, making margin calls in some of the other markets. But for now, we're seeing that shift from the equities to the commodities. That's giving a little bit more positive tone to the grain and oilseed markets. Or let me say it a different way, it's taking some of those same headlines, fundamental headlines, and fund managers are interpreting them differently, lending support to those markets. So corn continues to work higher. Soybeans has rebounded and has even been even the challenge of the $13 mark once again. And wheat is being supported by active short covering as well.
So definitely a lot of good news for those who are interested in grains.
And we are seeing an increase in farmer movement, particularly for corn, but also to some extent soybeans on this strength. Farmers have been dealing with these low prices for so long, they're just happy to see a rally that they feel like they can sell, even though they'd prefer to have higher prices. So that's causing basis to ease off a little bit. On soybeans, the focus is on South American weather, which is really pretty good for Argentina right now after being very dry for much of last month. But Brazil is really starting to dry out. That's helping harvest in northern areas, but it's adding stress to soybeans and corn that are late maturing in central and southern areas.
And when are we looking to see some harvest results from South America?
Well, we're seeing some of those early results coming in now with approaching 10% of the soybean crop harvested in Brazil right now, mostly in Mato Grosso, but also in some of the other surrounding areas as well. Yield reports are generally good. There are some areas where they're a little bit disappointing. I think as we go more to the south and the east, we'll see some of the more disappointing yields, particularly as we get into areas of Mato Grosso do Sul and Sao Paulo and some of those areas where there's a little bit more dryness. Overall, I think we're still looking at a good crop, just not the, bin buster crop that some people in Brazil thought we'd have earlier in the year. But I think overall probably still a pretty good crop. The question is going to be whether they're going to be able to ship it in a timely way. The first of the cargoes have been loaded at port, but the ships are really lining up, and they're going to have to move beans through the ports at a pretty good clip in order to keep them moving.
So it sounds like overall in grains, things are looking good for farmers all around the world. Pretty good numbers for the South American farmers and grain rallying for farmers over here.
Yeah, I think we need to be cautious about getting too bold up, though, on this news. I think there's still significant downside risk over the next year, particularly if we end up with a good crop in the United States this summer. Then we could start to build those global stocks and allow the funds to pressure prices. However, stocks are still tight enough that if we were to have a hiccup in U.S. production, then the market would get excited once again. We built some good equity in the farms over the last 4 to 5 years. We want to protect that equity and make sure that we've protected our downside risk while leaving the upside open.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Any parent can tell you that money doesn't grow on trees, but it can grow in an IRA. Country Financial Representative Wayne Schaefer suggests that you consider using your bonus check for just that, strengthening your financial status. Instead of buying another TV, invest in your future. To learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, contact Country Representative Wayne Schaefer in Jerseyville at 498-5800. Insurance products issued by Country Investors Life Insurance Company.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
What are people saying about Illinois Farm Bureau? Just listen to David Brigeman, Macoupin County farmer, businessman, and Farm Bureau member.
After making trips to Washington, D.C., I've recognized the need to communicate to legislators what the needs in rural America are and the importance of agriculture in the American economy. My eyes have been open to such issues, which is why I've become an advocate for Farm Bureau.
The value? Legislative activities watching out for your interests. Call Macoupin County Farm Bureau and ask about value. Illinois Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
In honor of our farmers, we are celebrating Farmers Appreciation Month this February. I spoke with Skip Kleinfelter of Linco Precision about what his business provides the ag community.
About 7 or 8 years ago, we got into the precision farming equipment business and putting some of the technology on our own farm equipment. And it grew from a seed meter machine into GPS products. And one thing led to another, and we doubled sales several years in a row, which I believe we've been very service-oriented is why that's happened. But in 2011, my wife and I purchased the assets of Linco Equipment in El Paso and merged them with Precision Seeding Technologies, which was our former company. And we specialize in GPS, steering, phone application control, water management equipment, precision planting product, management software. And we also got into fertilizer equipment, and we build floater trucks. That first one went to Nova Scotia, and we sent some around the United States. We have 6 or 7 of them in progress right now, liquid and dry, and all types of sandblasting, commercial painting. Got a paint booth big enough to hold a semi-trailer and a 31,000 square foot facility up here at El Paso. We maintain some smaller warehouses, one in McLeansboro, Illinois, one in Nokomis at our hometown.
As new technologies become more prevalent in farming, Kleinfelter says farmers will be facing different management struggles.
I think that's a common misconception that it makes it easier. I think it actually raises the level of management that's needed. But as we move forward, as the agriculture consolidates more, there will be more management, more decisions made by computers. And some of the decisions that we felt in our gut that were right are actually proving our history, different yield monitoring, soil tests. We can check rainfall, know if we need to add more nutrients here or there. If we're short on water, maybe you shouldn't be putting more out there. Just be a waste. We'll better manage things as we go forward. One of the largest things you've seen in the news lately is who owns the data for this. Monsanto and others have kicked off kind of an ad campaign where they're assuring everybody they're going to own their own data, and it will be your decision whether you share it with the big companies or not. But the only way we're going to get progress is that that data is shared in a larger database. That's kind of where we're going today. And some of these things, some people look at them as conveniences, and they're really not conveniences a lot of times anymore. It's the return on investments there on, you know, a lot of these products. There are some products that, you know, don't cost that much, but there's over 1,000% annual return on investment. And, you know, we look for anything above 20%. So we need to adopt those technologies that are well proven and pay well every year. Everybody needs to do those just to survive in the future. And then some of these others, depending on your management skills, capabilities, what you will be able to adopt on your own agricultural enterprise.
As for farmers in the area and all around the U.S., Kleinfelter says it's important to keep in mind where the food supply comes from in this country and to be grateful to those who grow it.
Well, obviously, I'm a farmer myself. I farm in the Nokomis to Taylorville, up towards Decatur. We're actively engaged in it ourselves. I think that's been something that has helped me understand what our client base expects. We expect service. We have one client that bought a fair amount of equipment off of us over the years, and the first 3 years he dealt with me, he never asked me price. The only thing he asked is that I keep my cell phone charged, and I believe that's one of the big things in technology and farming today is you need to work with somebody that actually offers a service, and I as a farmer understand that, and I think that's why our company has grown. But farming, we feed a lot of people, each of us do today, and we need to have a safe food supply and an abundant food supply, which we do enjoy both in the United States. Farmer Appreciation Month is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. We need to appreciate where the food supply comes from in this country. I just wish everybody safe spring and season as we move forward. It's awful important to pay attention. We need to make sure that we have our lighting, our SMV signs up to date. You know, nothing that we really do here, but everybody needs to be safe and careful. We've all known somebody who's suffered from something of not being safe, and we've had personal family experience with that. So we try to push that on all of our clients as we can.
Again, that was Skip Kleinfelter with Linco Precision. To learn more about Linco Precision, you can go to their website, lincoprecision.com, or watch for them on Fox, WRSP, and WCCU later this month. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.